We're studying the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We are on item 101. You can come into our site, ask questions. Pertinent questions will be asked during the lesson. Once again, the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We are in item 101 in the preface to, under the heading, The Breaking of the Vessels and Their Fall to Bia. Now we have thoroughly explained the raising of man and the Sfirat Da'at, which are considered the kelim of panim, of zat, of nekudim, that extended and rose to Abba v'Ima. This is because Abba v'Ima received the new light of Absag of Ak from Zon of Ak in the form of the point of Shuruk. They lowered the lower hay from their nikvei naim to the pe, and raised their kelim of achoraim, which were fallen in the zat of nekudim. As a result, the kelim of panim of zat, which were attached to the kelim of achoraim of Abba v'Ima, rose too, and the zat of nekudim became man there and returned Abba v'Ima to being face to face, panim b'panim. Since the lower hay, which is p'na dalet, has already returned to her place at the peh, the zivug of haka'ah that was done on the masach of p'na dalet produced 10 complete sfirot at the level of keter in the light of yechida. Thus, Zat, which included there as man, received those great lights of Abba v'Ima too. Yet, all of this is only regarded as being from below upward, since Abba v'Ima are considered the Rosh of Nekudim, where the Zivug that produces 10 Sfirot from below upward occurs. Subsequently, they expand into a guf too, from above downward. At that time, the zat extend with all the lights that they have received in Abba v'Ima to their place below. And the rosh and guf of Parzuf Gadlut of Nekudim ends. This expansion, Hitpashtut, is considered the ta'amim of Parzuf Gadlut of Nekudim.
Well, I guess read it again, maybe.
Again. Item 21. The matter of the shattering of the vessels and their fall to Bia. Now we have thoroughly explained the raising of man and the Sfirat Da'at, which are considered the kelim of panim of zat, of nekudim, that extended and rose to Abba v'Ima. This is because Abba v'Ima received the new light of Absag of Ak from Zon of Ak in the form of the point of Shuruk. They lowered the lower hay from their nikve enayim to the peh, and raised their kelim of achoraim, which were fallen in the zat of nekudim. As a result, the kelim of panim of zat, which were attached to the kelim of achoraim of Abba v'Ima, rose too. And the zat of nekudim became their man and returned Abba v'Ima to being panim bepanim, face to face. Since the lower hay, which is p'na dalet, has already returned to her place at the peh, the zivug of haka'ah that was done on that masach of p'na dalet produced 10 complete sfirot at the level of keter in the light of yechida. Thus, zat, which are included there as man, received those great lights of Abba v'Ima as well. Yet all of this is only regarded as being from below upward, since Abba v'Ima are considered the Rosh of Nekudim, where the Zivug that produces 10 Sfirot from below upward occurs. Subsequently, they expand into a guf too, meaning from above downward. At that time, the Zat extend with all the lights that they have received in Abba Ve'ima to their place below. And the Rosh and Guf of the Partsuf of Gadlut of Nikudim ends. This expansion, this Hitpashtut, is considered the Ta'amim of Partsuf Gadlut of Nikudim.
Slowly, questions. Meaning, what do we see here? The Nekudot of Sag that descended below the Tabul, they corrected that area, that desire, that's from Tabul and below, the will to receive, and divided it into two. Part of that will to receive, which is weaker, they made it worthy that also the will to bestow can exist there, to receive in order to bestow as much as possible. And nefeshuach. And that place is called from Tabu until the Parsa. And another part that can't get an impression from Nekudot of Sag to such an extent that it got an additional aviyut. And the second restriction happened there. That's from Parsa till the Siyum. So that whole place from Tabu until the Siyum was divided into two. The place above Parsa called Olam Atzilut, the place for Olam Atzilut, and the place below the Parsa is the place for the Olamot Bia. Those are the places, the areas. Now, in that area expands a new Partsuf that comes to us from the Reshimot that ascended from below Tabu to Rosh of Sag. And from below Tabu to Rosh of Sag, the Reshimot of Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet rose, and upon that we get a Partsuf called Katnut of Olam HaNikudim, but it's a Partsuf. The first Rosh is called Keter, Rosh of Itlapshut, the Rosh of Aviyut is called Abba Ve'ima, and the Guf. It all comes out on the Reshimot of Bet Hitlapshut, Aleph Aviyut, that is restricted. And it expands from Tabu until the Parsa. Is that clear? Can everybody in somewhat depict it, or what? Are there any questions about it? About lights, vessels, restrictions? Ask. Until Katnut of Olam HaNikudim, including that Katnut. You can ask anything. Yes, Tzvika.
Actually, the heading of 101 is the matter of the rising of Man and Sfiradat. If we understand that title, we understand what he's talking about at all. Again?
No.
Did you understand what he's saying? That's our opener.
We are in the shattering of the vessels now.
He's saying 101, he opens. And it was clarified clearly, there's Sfirat Dat and the raising of Man. That's the heading.
It's not the heading.
So what is he talking about here?
It's the first sentence that he is about to explain throughout a few pages.
And then he says,
don't search for things to ask about. We didn't study it yet.
Why? He opens here. So what is he writing about here?
He doesn't explain what that is yet. So what are you asking about?
No, I didn't ask about the Sfirat Dat. He says it's been thoroughly explained, the raising of Man and the Sfirat Dat.
Yeah.
So what's the secret here first? He opens this way so we can understand what he's talking about.
Because he knows there's a Tzvika here, that for him it's all secrets. That's why he's saying that he's turning to you.
Okay, so I'll go to the question. I just went to the title. He says, they lowered the lower hate, the nikveinaim of the peh, and raised the kelim of achuraim, which we're falling to that. Can you explain that?
Yeah. We're going to explain it now, and don't confuse us.
Is that okay, that question, or not? Can we explain that point?
Hold yourself.
Please?
More questions? I'll read. 101, page 514. Now we have thoroughly explained the raising of Man and the Sfirat Da'at, which are considered the Kelim, the Panim, the Zad, the Nikudim, that extended and rose to Abba Ve'ima. What does that mean? We learn that from Zivug Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, expanded the Parzuf called Katnut Olam HaNikudim, from Tabu until the Parsa, that Parzuf includes in it Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. In each one of the three, only in Galgalta and Enayim are activated. Galgalta Enayim and Keter, Galgalta Enayim of Abba Ve'ima, and Galgalta Enayim of Zon. The Achapim are restricted, meaning they're folded. We don't use them, because there's no force to use them. There's no force of the Masach. That's why they aren't being used. So we have Galgalta Enayim of Keter. Achap of Keter isn't being used. Upon it, Galgalta Enayim of Abba Ve'ima are clothed. Achap of Abba Ve'ima aren't being used. Galgalta Enayim of Zon are clothed upon it with Achap of Zon. That's it. No more. And it all ends on the Parsa. Because Abba Ve'ima got the new light of Absag De'ak from Zon De'ak in the form of the point of Shuk, meaning there's the point of Cholam where the light shines on Keter of Nikudim. The point of Shuk is that the light shines on Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, which is the Rosh HaVaviyut, and then there's Rosh HaVaviyut that is clothed, expands to the guf. That's called Nekudat HaChirik. And that point of Chirik is when the lights go beyond the Parsa, below, what brings them to a shattering. They lowered the lower hay from Nikbei Enayim to Peh, and raised their Kelim de Achoraim, which were fallen in the Zat, the Nikudim, the Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima. As a result, the Kelim, the Panim de Zat, Galgalta Enayim, which were attached to the Kelim, the Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima, rose too, and the Zat, the Nikudim, became Man. The Galgalta Enayim of Nikudim that ascended with the Achap of Abba Ve'ima together to the degree of Abba Ve'ima, they became Man, a deficiency, that Abba Ve'ima felt that they are needed. The Zon demand light from them, and returned Abba Ve'ima to being face to face because they demanded of them. Is that clear or not? Ask.
Ken.
Yes.
What does it mean that Abba Ve'ima received a new light causes the lower hay to go down?
We have Keter, half of a degree, Abba Ve'ima half, and Zon half. Katnut. Now comes the light of Gadlut. Reshimot of Dalet Gimel start working, and they bring the light of Gadlut. That light gives Gadlut to Keter. Keter shines in its Achap. Through the Achap of Keter, the light comes to Abba Ve'ima, right?
So here he writes that it comes through like the illumination of Shuruk, which comes from Zon of Ak. And
so what if it comes from Zon of Ak? Obviously it does, because that's where the deficiency comes from. But where is it implemented? In Abba Ve'ima. Abba Ve'ima go into Gadlut.
Through Keter or without any connection to?
The light comes through the Keter, through the degree, not from outside of it somewhere. But if you want to say who's the cause, so obviously the cause is Nehideak. Dalet Gimel is there. And Tzimtzum Bet comes from Sag. Back to Tzimtzum Aleph, meaning the Gadlut, comes from Ak. Sag and Ak are here like Bina and Malchut, participate each time in correcting the vessels. Yeah.
It's not clear. A new Masach comes? No. What's this light of Avsag?
The light of Avsag is a light that comes and brings forces to the Kli. A force. A new force. That the Kli now is with the Masach. To receive in order to bestow. To bestow in order to bestow gives the light of Sag. Clear? Yes or no? Somebody doesn't understand? The light of the Bina, the light of Sag, gives the forces to bestow in order to bestow. Is that clear? Nasi, do you understand? Good. The light of Absag, that Ab adds the light of Chochmah to the light of Chasadim, it shines in the light of Chasadim. It also brings the force to receive in order to bestow. Not only to bestow in order to bestow. Is that clear? Not so much. No, I don't want to draw it. I drew enough. You need to understand it without the drawing, according to discernments. Not to according to a paper. It's not worth anything. You look at the paper, you have to see it inside you, in your desires. There's the light of Chochmah and the light of Bina. The light of Bina gives you an ability to bestow in order to bestow, meaning to use the weaker vessels with the vessels of bestowal, vessels that their aviut is keter, chokhmah, and gar of bina. It's called vessels of galgal ta'anayim. Is that clear?
No.
How is it that in the kelim of galgal ta'anayim there's aviut? I mean, what's the connection between the Pertufim?
In Gergat Anayim, there's Aviut, Shosh, and Aleph. It's a will to receive. The fact that we say vessels of bestowal, it confuses. It's vessels that, the vessels the will to receive. Just the vessels with the weak will to receive. Yeah?
What connects between these Pertufim? The Pertufim of the Galgal Ta'anayim in the state of Katnut. What's the connection between them? Because
connection to what?
Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. These are in the state of Katnut. The Achapim are fallen. So
every Achap is fallen in the Galgal Ta'anayim of the lower one. Achap of Keter is fallen in Galgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima. Galgal Ta'anay, Achap of Abba Ve'ima, is fallen in Galgal Ta'anayim of Zon.
Clear.
That's called the state of Katnut, where every Partsuf, but not Partsuf, every part of all in all of the Partsufim, not Nikudot Desag, of Olam HaNikudim, Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon, each one uses half of the degree from Galgal Ta'anayim. Achap is called the folded achap, not being used. That's called folding the legs. Kipul raglaim. Like animals that when they sit, so they fold their legs and sit on them. Yes.
With Katnut, it's clear that the light of Sag enables to be in bestowal.
Meaning they get a masach on the vessels of reception, aviut of shorosh and aviut aleph, and then these vessels are in bestowal, but only in bestowing in order to bestow, because they don't have an ability to receive in order to bestow. This aviut is not there yet in them. Aviut in order to receive, in order to bestow, is aviut of bet gimel and dalet. This aviut is now restricted. Restricted. And Now we need a special light in order to bring them to use.
Exactly, it's like the aviut of Shoresh and Aleph. It's as if it filters, saying these we can upon the kelim of aviut bet gimel and dalet. It's not only it's impossible; it forces them to enter into action. It's something completely different.
I don't understand what you're saying. You understand what katnut is?
Yes, katnut is actually very clear. It's the gadlut where it's...
We didn't speak about gadlut yet. Now we're going to start. When they receive the light of Absag, it's the light of Chochmah clothed in the light of Binah. And it shines in the will to receive. The light that comes from above. It shines in the will to receive, and the will to receive from that gets a masach. Masach. In according to the intensity of Absak, there are many degrees of illumination. More or less, it can give a masach only to Aviut of Bchina Bet, or only Bet and Gimel, or maybe also Bet and Gimel until Dalet. And also in each and everything, there are more measures. That's called the light of Absag. It comes in an illumination from above and gets forces to vessels to be in order to bestow. What does that mean? In what way? What's that light of Absag that does? It gives the Kli the knowing of the greatness of the Creator. You remember, you didn't call me Jacob, that it wasn't my suitcase that you were carrying. If you were carrying my suitcase, even though it might be heavy, but because it's mine, you'd feel me as great. So that suitcase would be light for you. Clear? So then comes the light of Absag. Even though the vessels are heavy, with big oviyut, and to receive in them in order to bestow is great, great work. It's against a huge desire. But also the greatness of the Creator is revealed in the light of Absag. And then you have a desire, you have the forces, you have inspiration, and you jump. And you know how to jump, right? You can jump. The light of Absag gives you that ability. That's called the light of Absag. How does it come? You pray. Towards us, it's prayer. There, it's just the cascading from above downward. For us, it's from below upward. So by prayer, we get help from above. That's called the light of Absag. So you have Katnut, and now they work on Gadlut. Sorry. Where does it come from? It comes to us, the light of Absag, from us demanding. But there's no demand yet. Meaning it comes from the Reshimot. From Nehi de Galgalta. Nehi Galgalta is constantly scrutinizing that it wants to receive and
where he wants to receive in order to bestow, and therefore from there the light of Absag comes, which is called the point of Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik. An awakening that arrives from above, the Gadlut, the greatness of the Creator. And then, when this Gadlut comes to the Keter of Nikudim, then it enters into Gadlut, it's ready, it's willing. When it comes to Abavima, they enter into Gadlut. And when it comes to Zon, then Zon too. And there is no problem in them. Because the light of Absag operates and brings them the recognition of the greatness of the Creator. And they feel like they have the forces in order to bestow. They're ready to go to the end of correction. That's what happens. So first Keter enters Gadlut, illuminates to Abba Ve'ima. Abba Ve'ima enter into Gadlut, of the first type, if you remember, Min Aleph it's called. And then they enter into Gadlut. Not from Cholom, but from Shuruk, their Gadlut. And then they reach Chirik, as also Zon enters Gadlut. Here we have a problem. We will see whether the light of Absag can illuminate below Parsa, that's the question, or even if it does illuminate below Parsa, those kelim won't be able to receive in order to bestow, because the light of Absag only gives the force to receive in order to bestow, except for the stony heart. Here we have questions that we need to scrutinize slowly, slowly. Questions thus far. Yes.
About Man. It's clear what you said before.
Here there's not yet Man. Here there's a deficiency which comes from Nehi of Gogalta. The Reshimot.
But here it's written that the Man that raise the Gadlut of Abba Ve'ima are the vessels that rise. Man are vessels?
Deficiency. A kelim are a deficiency. Do you think that it's something kind of realistic where a pot goes from below upwards? I'll fill up my pot.
Yeah, kind of. Because here we're speaking about man, a demand. It's something that you, there's a plea and not
only deficiencies, potential deficiencies that rise. It's like in a field. The potentials move from place to place. I don't know how to explain this, but it's not desires. Well, what can you say about desires? You have a stomach. You have a stomach. I can see that you have
much.
Right, and there's a deficiency. Sometimes you have an empty stomach and there's no deficiency. If we check it, that pot is empty. Why doesn't it want? It doesn't want. I have something in my head that doesn't let me work with my stomach. Meaning there's a lack, the deficiency, which is the main thing in spirituality. So the deficiency rises and descends. So what are you asking?
In Zat. There's no chisaron. There's a chisaron in Galgalta Einayim.
Galgalta Einayim has a deficiency?
So that's why they turn to a chap of Abba Ve'ima.
What is Galgalta Einayim has a deficiency? I don't understand. Zat themselves?
No, there's... What is the man that ascends? What we're reading here is Galgalta Einayim of Zat that ascended to the degree of Abba Ve'ima when Abba Ve'ima received the light of Absag.
And they place Abba Ve'ima face to face, panim be panim, about the Sfira Dat you're asking?
The result is that. I'm asking before it, on the man itself. So there's vessels of Galgalta Einayim and Zat. That is the potential, the deficiency that rises to man, that's it.
Well, let's say it's that way. Yes.
So, from below upward, it's the same thing, the same deficiency that need to rise.
What is from below upwards? That's already mud. That's something else. That's lights that are expanding.
I mean, from above downward because of cascading. So the light of Absag is what causes the action of the raising of the man. And from below upward, yes. You also raise deficiencies.
Oh, you're asking about that after we already exist below. We won't talk about that. We will not talk about that. So again, and now we have thoroughly explained the raising of man and the Sfira of Da'at, which are considered the Kelim of Panim of Zat of Nikudim, which extended and rose to Abavima. Meaning, the Kelim of Panim of Zak of Nikudim, Gelgalta Inayim of Zon, rise to Abba Ve'ima. Do you hear, Michael? Because Abba Ve'ima received a new light of Absag, of Ak, from Zon of Ak, in the form of the point of Shuk. That's clear, yes? Cholam in Keter, Shuk in Abba Ve'ima. In Abba Ve'ima, there's Gadlut. As Abba Ve'ima enter Gadlut, so with their Gadlut, they raise, first of all, the Galgalta Inayim of Zon to them. And they lowered the lower hay from their Nikve Inayim to the Peh. And raised their Kelim of Achoraim, which were fallen in Zat of Nikudim. And as a result of that, the Kelim of Panim of Zat, of Zat of Nikudim, fell in, or were attached into the Kelim of Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima. Galgalta Inayim of Zat rose into, with the Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima, they rose to the degree of Abba Ve'ima. Because they were together at the time of Katnut, Achap of Abba Ve'ima and Galgalta Inayim of Zon, and now during Gadlut, with Achap of Abba Ve'ima, which returned to their degree of Abba Ve'ima, also Galgalta Inayim of Zon rise to the degree of Abba Ve'ima. And Zat of Nikudim became there in the form of Man, and returned Abba Ve'ima to being Panim de Panim, face to face. That's what they're demanding. And since the lower hay, oh, first of all, thus far, is it clear? Yes? Even if we get confused here in all these places, this is good for clarification.
So Abba Ve'ima were in Gadlut, but still back to back in this stage.
Abba Ve'ima were in Katnut. Now they received a light from above. This light is sufficient in order to raise their achap to their degree, to the Galgalta Inayim. Yes? Together with their achap, they rise Galgalta Inayim of Zon. The Zon are now in the degree of Abba Ve'ima. And this Zon connects Abba and Ima together so that they will go through a Zivug and give Zon what is needed.
But let's say the Zon wouldn't rise.
Then Abba Ve'ima wouldn't do a Zivug between them. This is called, in our times, an empty pregnancy, where you cannot give birth. It's like between father and mother, some half of a zivug of some sorts of mating, but without results.
But they came to Gadlut.
They are ready for Gadlut, but don't yet know upon which chisaron they have to, what deficiency they have to do the Gadlut. These are things that is this clear? I feel like there's a certain perplexity, but say what? Oh, Yochai.
Teacher, all of these actions that are written here.
Yes?
It's all for the benefit of the creator of the system. How do you remember that?
You don't have to keep that. You incorporate from this. It's very difficult in the beginning. So it's misunderstood. Something's happening there. Where is it happening there? Beyond the universe or something. A person is confused. He doesn't understand. But slowly, slowly, by us learning, how should I say this? It occurs in us. It opens in us. Some void opens in us, a space, an empty space. And in that empty space, you start to feel these phenomena. You start to feel, just like you feel music, pictures, art, or even the flavor of a falafel. It doesn't matter what. Impressions, flavors. That's how you'll start to feel these things. These lights that will influence you slowly, slowly will build in you these impressions.
I need that. You need a change of kavana to understand.
And no, even without the intentions, slowly, slowly, even without intentions, you will sit and participate, and soon it will be. You will see. You'll start to feel that this is how it's happening.
If a person can't think,
he doesn't have to think. He doesn't have to think. It's not the wise that learns. Here, it seems to you that those wise people are advancing and succeeding. Nonsense. No. It's not the smart, wise ones. Completely not the wise ones. Only out of a person yearning. And yearning is actually how much he doesn't understand.
Yearning for what?
To feel it. To be in it.
But they won't work if you want to attain something, you want to gain something for yourself.
That's also true. But even if you would want to be rewarded, from Lolishma, we reach Lishma. Meaning it turns out that as much as you understand less, you might advance more. Do you understand? It's all opposite. That's why it's not the wise that learns. That's why you should continue. The main thing is persistence. The main thing is persistence. And I'm telling you, you will succeed no later than those wisest that are sitting here. Even though I don't consider you a fool in any possible way. It's simply this way. It's in that inner inclination and the intellect. If you could erase the intellect, believe me, I would erase as much as I have. So, I'm starting again. Now we have thoroughly explained the raising of man and the sfira of da'at, which are considered the kelim of panim of zat of nekudim, which extended and rose to abavima, meaning the raising of man and the sfira of da'at. They rose from below, from zon of nekudim to abba ve'ima of nekudim. Because Abba Vima received the new light of Ab Sag of Ak from the Zon of Ak, from Nehi of Gilgalta, in the form of the point of Shuk. And they lowered the lower hay from their Nikve Naim to the Peh as a result of receiving that light. As they can now use already all the Kilim of reception. And raised their Kilim of Achoraim, which were fallen in the Zat of Nikudim. As a result, the kelim of panim of zat, which were in the Gilgalta name of zon, rose. As a result of that, the kelim of panim of zat, of nekudim, were attached to the kelim of achuraim of abavima, and rose to and became the zat of nekudim, became there as man, as they stand. And returned to be Abavima, and returned it, Abavima, to being panim bepanim, face to face. They're demanding from Abavima to go through a mating, a zivug, and give birth to them, to Zon, in Gadlut. That's how it is. Reshimot that rise, they demand a zivug in the upper, for the upper to realize them. And the Zat of Nikudim there became man and returned Abavima to being panim bepanim, face to face. And since the lower hay, which is Pchinat Dalet, had already returned to her place in the place of Peh, because the Zivug and Gadlut was there, hence the Zivug of Akah that was done on that Masach of Pchinat Dalet emerged with 10 complete sfirot at the level of Keter and the light of Yechida. I'm continuing. Thus, Zat, which are included there as Man, in Abavima, there, that's Yesod of Abavima, as they too received the lights and Kelim, these great lights of Abavima. But while they're in Abavima, and all of this is only regarded as being from below upward, meaning in bestowal, in the incorporation in Abavima. Since Abavima are considered the Rosh of Nikudim. Keter is not called Rosh, it's Rosh of Itlapshut. Where the Zivug of Hakah occurred in Abavima, which emerges with 10 Sfirot from below upwards. I'm sorry, from above down he's talking about the Rosh. And then it spreads also from as far as a goof too from Abavima, meaning from above downwards. And then the Zat extend with all the lights that they received in Abavima to the place below, to their place below. Meaning below Tabur. Or below Parsa, as we call it. And the Rosh and Guf of the Parzuf of Gadlut of Nikudim was clarified and ends. And this Itpashtut expansion is considered the Ta'amim of the Parzuf of Gadlut of Nikudim. Questions?
Ken.
Yes.
It's like this whole item, there's zoom in and zoom out. Now, once you zoom out,
don't confuse us.
I don't want to confuse. I want to understand the point that there's a rosh in the stomach, a head inside the stomach. There's a scrutiny.
There are three parts. Keter, Abba ve'ima, Zon. That's clear. A chap of Keter are inside Galgaltai Naim of Abavima. A chap of Abavima are in Galgaltai Naim of Zon. The light comes from above called Cholam. It enters the Keter. Everyone hears. It enters the Keter. It gives Keter Gadlut. Keter raises its achap by a light called Cholam. So together with achap of Keter, Galgaltai Naim of Galgaltai Naim of Abavim arise. And they're in Keter. And by that receive their first completion from the Keter. It's called the Gadlut of the first type. It's not Gadlut of Abavima, but it's if they feel what it is to be big. Later we will learn what this gives, this matter. There's no such thing that happens just like that. It's all rooted in the will to receive and the light. And later, Abavima receive the light of Shuk. And they enter Gadlut. In this Gadlut, they raise their Achap, which are fallen into Galgaltai Naim of Zon. As the Achap of Abba V'ima reached all the way to Parsa. And then they raise to themselves the Galgaltai Naim of Zon. To their level of Galgaltai Naim of Abba V'ima. And then it turns out that Abba V'ima are in 10 Sfirot, and in them are Galgaltai Naim of Zon. As the Galgaltai Naim of Zon is as a lack, which obligates Abba V'ima to connect between them, to enter into a contact between them. As prior to that, Abba V'ima didn't even seemingly associate with one another, just like a boy and a girl. Now, Abba and Ima, it's like the father and the mother, understand that there's someone that's demanding a mating between them, a zivuk. And then the light comes through them to their achap, and through their achap, meaning to Galgaltai Naim of Zon, and then the light comes to achap of Zon. Achap of Zon is the point of Chirik. And by the point of Chirik, we will learn here, these kelim join the degree and a light comes and spreads even below Parsa. Because these achap, meaning achap of Zon, are below Parsa. And then here, the shvira, the shattering occurs. Ask, we will get a little closer and a little closer to this. It's not, usually it's until second restriction, everything is understood. After the second restriction, until the shattering of the vessels, the next stage is seemingly understood, and then it's all of a sudden not understood. The shattering of the vessels, once again, it's kind of misunderstood. In truth, there are many questions here. This is the sixth and seventh part of the study of Ten Sefirot. It's not explained enough. There are such questions that maybe something is written, but also Rabash says, I didn't find an answer for that. I didn't find an answer for that. There are things or such actions that the Ari wrote about, Bala Sulam wrote about, but to explain every single thing is impossible. The wisdom of Kabbalah altogether is not written in order to understand like in every other science, only when you enter it. Who was there that wanted to ask? Yes?
When Galgalta and Naim of Zon ascend, what were they lacking to begin with? As if they were raised a deficiency, but it was in Katnut and it was lacking nothing.
Also, Abba and Ima were in Katnut. Galgalta and Naim of Zon don't yet raise their true, real deficiency, but they're in a preparation for it. Galgalta and Naim of Zon are still just entering into Gadlut of Abba Ve'Ima. Just like there was the Gadlut of the first kind in Abba Ve'Ima and Keter, such there's here also, seemingly that same first kind of Gadlut and Galgalta and Naim of Zon and Achap of Abba Ve'Ima.
And they say that it roses deficiency, that they feel it and they...
This lets Abba Ve'Ima prepare themselves to enter into Gadlut, to connect, to begin to connect between them.
So I asked, what were they lacking? What deficiency is in Zon to be an Olam HaNikudim of Katnut when it rises upward? Its ascent caused them
not to do a zivug on the light of Chokhmah. No, not that yet. More questions? Yes.
Everything starts from the illumination of Chokhmah Cholam Teketer. That starts the process.
Everything starts with the Reshimot. The Reshimot are the cause for it all.
So the Reshimot cause for the illumination of Cholam on Keter.
The Reshimot, which rise from below Tabur to Rosh of Sag, cause the emerging of all the Pertzufim of the world of Nikudim.
So the moment Achab de Keter rose, it took Galgal Tanaim of Abba Ve'Ima with it.
Yes.
Why is Achab of Abba Ve'Ima weren't drawn automatically from their Dvekut?
How is that possible if there's no force? If there's no force of a Masach to raise them? How is it possible that they would rise? Well, try to do an action in order to bestow and you don't have that force. You need the force of the light. Now you're doing an action in order to receive, as you're seeing before you, some profit, some reward. In order to bestow, you don't see the reward. Where you see the light which illuminates for you, Shamir, do you hear? Where you see a light that's shining for you, it's shining for you the greatness of the Creator. Oh, I want to give to Him. Why? Because He became great. I want to carry His suitcase, but it's heavy. No, it's not heavy. Now it's not heavy. That's considered that the light is illuminating. But if it doesn't illuminate, you're not capable.
So the light gives the masach.
That's considered a masach, yes. Against your will to receive, it gives you protection such that you can not look at your will to receive and even maybe use it in order to bestow. It's truly the opposite of the desire.
So to begin with, what deficiency brings the illumination to Keter? What deficiency does Keter have? It's entirely...
From Cholam, from the Rishimot. The Rishimot of Dalet Gimel are being implemented, first of all upon Keter, then upon Abavim, and then on Zon.
So also on Keter there's vessels of reception with no Masach, and to that deficiency...
Yes, but these aren't actual Kelim in Keter. Keter is the Rosh of Hitlapshut, of clothing, not the Rosh of Aviut, of coarseness. He has everything that only rises to him from below upwards. Yes.
Почему свет абсак называется новый? Что такое новый свет?
Ор абсак никра хадаш.
The light of абсак is called new because there was no such light before that needs to give gadlut to a kli that's in katnut. We never had a kli in katnut in galgat einaim and it's a chap that are not being in use. But now we have a kli. It's Galgalta Einayim are in the degree and the Achap outside of the degree. How to give the forces to the Achap so that they will also enter into action? That's why the light comes to complete the kilim, as we call it. And that's called the light of Absag. What does it give? The greatness of the Creator and the kilim of reception. And then the vessels of reception can even use themselves in order to bestow above themselves. That's, they will come to us, we will be people, we'll be humans. Yes.
Can we say that Or Chadash, the new light, are the Rishimot from below and above?
I don't know exactly what you're saying, but continue.
What we've learned before, that there are Rishimot of Bet Aleph below and Rishimot Bet Aleph above.
Well, yes, yes, there is such a connection. That's it. As if everything has calmed down, Tzvika's sleeping, everyone's kind of, who's there? Well, no, you already asked yesterday, and you asked not to the point. Now is it to the point? Well,
first of all, hello everybody. Usually I feel things not in the preface.
Please ask.
I feel my head's exploding and I don't understand anything, as if I don't have a head.
Please ask.
Why do I feel that my head is exploding?
I don't know. Go to the doctor, he'll tell you. I don't know.
I don't understand anything.
The fact that you don't understand is fine.
Nothing.
Nothing, yes. Just sit and don't ask. I'm saying this seriously. It will take time until all of a sudden you start to more and more. You absorb in a different way. There's those who absorb things through their ears. There are those who absorb things through their intellect. There are those who, from the air. It will come. It will come. But it may take several years. That's not important. That is not important. That's how you are constructed. And suffer. And patience. We have Ashkelon. Look how many people. Yes.
Ashkelon.
Ashkelon.
You hear us?
Yes, we hear you now.
Is it correct to say that the Sfirat Dat is a preparation for the three lines?
Don't confuse us. Well, let's say it is. Let's say it is. From here, it really will be the entrance into the three lines. Veracruz. Well, what's with you? Yes, yes, Veracruz.
Shalom, Kaverim. Saludos, amigos. La pregunta es, Rab.
Hello, friends. The question is, what does it mean that Abba and Ima go back panim and panim, face to face? What does it mean that Abba and Ima return to be face to face?
They want to then go through a zivug of zon. That's called that they return to being face to face. Because Abba is Chokhmah, Ima is Binah. There is between them a distance. According to the nature, they hate one another. They're opposite one another. In spirituality, oppositeness is hatred. When are they ready to connect between them and even to love themselves? When they have an opportunity to go through a zivug and to give birth to zon, to bestow to zon, to grow it, meaning the importance of zon, then they're willing to give up themselves for the sake of zon. Why for the sake of zon? Because zon is the expression of the extent in which they can bestow to the Creator. Therefore, Abba v'Ima are ready for such things. And if not, they're in achoraim, in posterior, with one another, back to back. And as zon raises man to them, they start to turn. Face to side, so like that, until they come face to face. And from their zivug, from the mating between them, we get zon, they give birth to it. That's later in Aviyot Aleph. Zon comes out ready as an Ibur and Yeka together. But later we will see how they beget Zon and develop it, because this is their form of bestowal to the Creator. That's how it happens. Kiev.
Dear teacher, 20 minutes ago you said, if I understood you correctly, that in our case, coming into contact of the lights of Absag can only happen through prayer. How should we pray correctly for these lights to work on us and in order to feel what we're reading about now?
To pray, we need a deficiency. We don't have a deficiency. To ask for bestowal. But I know that there's a certain joke, I don't remember it, but where they say that we will give the other double of what you're getting. It says, yes, okay, stab out my eye. Take my eye out. Why? Because then they'll take two eyes from the other guy. Yes? So what do we see here? Envy. Envy.
You have to pray that each and every friend will be great in your eyes, because then you'll be envious of him, and that'll help you advance. And then you will be able to pray for the advancement. Otherwise, no. You don't have anybody to be envious of. Everybody's less than you. You're the wisest. So what should you do? And your neighbor also thinks he's smart. And the third one, not so much. He is so-so. Zvika's laughing. He thinks he's the... Anyway, envy. If you're envious of one another, that's good. And you have to help each other to be envious of each other. Yes? So it pushes you ahead. And then you can pray. And not to pray so that your friend comes down, that he won't be successful, but that I'll be even more successful than him. A group that does such a thing constantly acts in gadlut, in greatness, because by this they want to help each other. Okay. Wait, we have... Yes.
Yesterday we had a preparation meeting for the convention. There were friends from all the world. CLI.
What congress?
For the Australasian convention, and they want to report a little bit, if it's possible.
Please, who?
No, vakasha.
So, come on.
Shalom, chaverim, CLI olami.
Hello, friends, World CLI. We started speedily to arrange this convention, which we see as a bridging convention between the great convention in Europe and the great convention in Israel, in Tel Aviv. We will do everything to keep the level and the mood and the unity. And let's hope that this will work and succeed. Thank you very much.
It has to work. What do you mean we hope it works? You have to do everything possible and beyond possible. You have to show the entire world that Asia isn't something there, a part of the earth that's tossed away. That you're on the map. What do you mean hope? You have to work on it strongly. And you have a power, you have just start awakening all the people that will see them in the Congress, that we won't see a group of 15, 20 people that will see 200-300 at least. And the main thing is not from Australia but from Asia. Try and get those people. I'm sure they're there. I'm really expecting this Congress. It has to push us even more ahead. I'm looking at the whole world CLI, as much as now you have to push us ahead to help us all. And me is the one responsible for the advancement of the whole globe, all of the world of BB. I'm really asking you, do the correct work, do a good work. Whatever you want, I'll do. Just make sure it's really successful. We're doing it one day?
Yes, we talked about 3 lessons on a Saturday from morning to night.
Good. Is there a plan?
We have now. Alec wants to ask a few questions that rose.
Where's Alec?
In Australasia.
Alec, I don't see.
Australasia, please show it.
No. We were suggesting to conduct 3 lessons during Shabbat. And first lesson would start as usual at 4 o'clock Israeli time and go for a couple of hours.
Okay.
And then we would have breakfast, and then we would have second lesson. Then after the second lesson, there would be activities between the groups and communications. And then before the third lesson, we would have a Yeshivat Haverim. And then we would have a third lesson. During all those lessons, we would like to have a very emotional music program where you usually select the clip. Or we assign a band, maybe in Israel or in Europe or somewhere in Asia. We don't have a band yet. And we are now all thinking about the content and the name for the Congress or a main theme for the Congress.
Okay. So they have more time, Shimon? I don't know.
Yes, it's on the 7th of the month of December. They're starting now. Yeah, but there's a team already. They're working, and the Yeshivat Chavrim team, the content team, many friends from the whole world are joining. There will also be a physical convention in Australia and a physical convention in Japan. In China? And they're demanding for the Japanese to come to the convention in Shanghai and in China.
That they come physically?
Yes, many Chinese friends will be gathering in China.
And they're inviting Japan?
They're inviting, because several times when they did in China, the Japanese came to China. So they're inviting the Japanese.
What about India?
There are 3 students in Bombay. They're coming to the convention. And also, maybe today or Sunday, we're working on meetings after the lesson. And we're doing Zoom meetings and with the whole world clean, with many workshops and stuff. And we're doing a strong preparation for the Australasian convention.
Nice.
There's also a new mail that's going to come out where all the Kli will be able to join, connect to the teams. And also all the materials will be on the Sviva Tova. Eyalos took it on him to make sure that all the content will be on Sviva Tova for everyone.
Okay, yesterday I had a guest from the Far East and Russia. Kamchatka there, that whole area. That's next to Japan. It's not worth it now, but maybe we'll add them in there at some point. They feel themselves that they're part of Asia. I said, it's not Asia, it's East Russia. They said, no, we're Asia. Interesting. And he himself is a big person. He manages a huge business. Thousands of people work for him. Okay. Yes. Alec, what do you want to hear?
Rav, we are thinking about the main theme of the Congress, and we would like to ask your opinion about it. So we were thinking about one of the themes could be widening our connection, or maybe...
That's the main topic, I think.
...is the key to unity. What do you think should be the theme?
No, I don't think we still. We should be speaking about the general world kli, I think. What is the world kli? What is the Adam Rishon? Why it was shattered? What correction it has to perform? What state it has to reach? Why all of the vessels, the shattered vessels, are important for us? In all those places, on the states, on earth, I think that should be this, how we're gathering all the vessels until we reach Gmar Tikkun. That's a process we need to do. I think that should be the topic, more general, that everybody sees before them that that's what we're dealing with. And there's no matter that there's people who heard this 1,000 times, that along with everybody, when we go through it, we renew the Rishimot again and again and make new corrections. I think that's what has to be. It didn't happen enough in the European Congress, and still, we were working more internal there. Here, we have to work in a more general way. That's what I think. But again, you have the last word. Alec?
Спасибо большое. Thank you very much.
Great, thanks.
Rav, also, Owen wanted to add.
Owen also wanted to say something, Rav.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
No.
Yes?
Owen.
Yes, we are very excited to have this Asian Congress. But I'm personally feel, you know, it's very, I don't know how to express it. We really need this Congress to unite and be. I closed this. Sorry. Yeah, I'm in America, but I feel all the desires from China, even for two lessons, all the friends gonna get in Shanghai. It's amazing, you know, how the desires there, how to want to unite. Hopefully it's not only a small Congress, it's gonna big Congress can really expand in the key, become a world key Congress. Behind to that, we need all the support from all the world clees. I know they are so concerned about China, including Rob. I feel this, all the hisarons, and also China, all Asia's very special time. Hope this Congress gonna change the situation, especially in Hong Kong. In China, you know, the war between China and America is going to become worse and worse if we don't do some job. Actually, I'm desperate on that. I really hope all the world are going to join this force to make these things happen spiritually. We make peace above and then make peace below. L'chaim, friends. L'chaim, Rav.
L'chaim. And we're hoping to see you soon also here with us. Still, I hope that you'll be able to come. Okay, guys, so now?
Announcements.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
So an announcement. The evening lesson. You're invited this afternoon, 1 p.m. Israel time, to a live lesson with Rav Lightman and Tzvi HaTova. Thank you to our TV viewers and good day. The fundamentals to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're happy to invite you to introductory meetings to get to know the courses on the wisdom of Kabbalah. They will take place in November all over the country. Entrance is 30 shekels with RSVP. For details and registration, 1-700-509-209 or on kab.co.il. We will conclude. Good day.
שדה קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר רק יצמח החלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר
עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים האהבה